Hello and welcome to another Two Fat Brokers podcast. I'm Ben from Abu Dhabi.
I'm Barney from Dubai.
And today we're talking about Trakisi and Madmoon, which is cleaning up the property listings on Property Finder, Beyoot and Dubizzle. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Trakisi is in Dubai, Madmoon is in Abu Dhabi, and they're basically the permission that, property owners give to brokers to list their properties on those portals. And you cannot list a property without getting the permission of the owner of that property. Seems sensible, but wasn't all that way. Always that way.
Every Arab speaker has just shuddered with your pronunciation of Trakisi and Mamoon.
Madmoon.
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 Yeah. How do you pronounce Trakisi?
Trakisi.
Trakisi.
Trakisi. But as Brits, we do like to butcher other people's languages. Trakisi. Yeah. I mean, it was a system that was put into place, as you quite rightly said, to make sure that people weren't advertising properties that they didn't have the right to. Obviously, there's a law in Dubai where you have to, if you want to advertise a property, you have to have a Form A, which is your rights as agreed to by the owner of the property to market their house and subsequently sell it. That forms part of the Trakisi application. You can, as a seller, you can only sign with three different real estate agents.
And what was it like before that? Because it's been in place for 8 years or something?
I mean, it was a Wild West, you know. There was...
Wiki Wild West?
I'm not sure what Will Smith has to do with it, but yes. People were advertising. People were just putting up fake adverts. And, you know, it worked for a lot of real estate agents because, you know, you would just get nice pictures and you would put up the lowest priced property in your area, and buyers being buyers want to buy the lowest priced property, so they would just call you. And the typical thing would be, I'm sorry, that property is no longer available, but I do have X, Y, and this Z, which are 30% more expensive.
So I've got a nice story about that. But before we had Madmoon and Abu Dhabi, we would go through with one of the property portals, I won't say which one, and there's a place called Al-Ghadir in Abu Dhabi, and you could see like your properties and how many listings you had there and how many leads. And I could see that was the company with the most number of leads had one property listed in Al-Ghadir. This one property had generated 160 leads in a month. And I'm like going, that is a fake listing. And the guy's like, no, I'm sure it's a great price. I'm like, that is clearly a fake listing. It's like the old bait and switch, right? Here's a great price. You call up, that's the bait. Then they switch you. Actually, don't have that one. We tried this one. And that was the way it was done.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, and it worked perfectly. But it really discredited the market and discredited real estate agents and discredited the portal.
And buyers rightly got upset, presumably, because you wouldn't even know what's available. You'd be constantly being told that one's gone, or you don't know what the real price is, you know, in the market these days.
Yeah, I think also the market has come quite a long way now with obviously things like Property Monitor, where you can actually go online and find the most recent transactions. Mm. But I mean, you know, that would be further down the line. So it's come a long way. It's certainly added credibility to the whole process. There are still agents who have figured out workarounds.
What are the workarounds?
Well, we know of one chap on the Palm who knows other owners on the Palm, so we'll use their title deed and their information, and they approve his listing of something that's completely different at a lower price, so he gets the leads. So there is,
So he's putting a fake price on that?
He's putting a fully fake listing.
Okay.
Using somebody else's credentials that they've approved with different photos and to get leads.
But it's bait and switch. So it's a low price. People call him up and he says that one's gone.
Available, yeah.
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
But I mean, you know, that's him using, with every system that you put in place, no matter where you are in the world, there'll be people who figure out a workaround to be able to get what they want.
And brokers, I think, are some of the most ingenious people out there.
I disagree.
Devious, ingenious. Mm. You know, they got that way of just making it work.
You think?
I think so, yeah. Like in the old days when there used to be launches, you'd see that there'd be a queue outside.
Yeah,
you'd see guys.
Drivers.
Yeah. So you see guys climbing over the wall. People would sleep in the toilets overnight. You know, people would, you know, dress up as security guards to get in there. Like, it was unreal the lengths that people would go to.
Really?
Yeah. It was incredible.
In Dubai, they just paid a gardener to stand in line.
I mean...
and it was like 100 dirhams. Here, stand in line overnight, 100 dirhams, and I'll rock up at, you know, 10 minutes before launch, take your token, and off I go.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's not particularly ingenious.
But. No, but I mean, you know, it's a good work use of your time. It or is. 100 dirhams. I'd rather spend 100 dirhams for someone else to queue in a queue for me than sleep in a toilet overnight.
Fair enough. So listings in Dubai now, they're pretty good. You get what you see, what you get what you see.
Yeah, so Property Finder, as I said before, we have an exclusive agreement with. I've recently been looking for a 25 million dirham apartment in Serenilu, unimportant. But I've obviously contacted a few real estate agents through Property Finder, and they come back to you with a link in WhatsApp saying, was that property available? Did that real estate agent get back to you? I think there's one that says, how was your experience or whatever? And you can say yes or no. You know, property wasn't available. Broker did get back to me. If the broker got back to you, how was that broker? Did you give him a star rating? So it's pretty cool, you know, in that respect. And also, they're doing I want to call it star of the week, but that's what my kids get for being good at school. The approved broker or whatever it is, where, you know, the guy answers in 0.01 seconds if you call him. And, you know, so that again gives buyers some solace in the fact that they're dealing with somebody who knows what they're talking about, is responsive. They also have area specialist, which I'm sure you probably pay for, but another money making scheme. But there's lots of ways of getting the metaphorical blue tick in the systems now. So I mean, from an external user's perspective, very good. It'd be interesting to see how it works in Abu Dhabi.
Really, because I think it's like 100,000. Like I looked the other day, something like 100,000 listings in Dubai on the
portals. But keep in mind,
that's a lot.
Most of them will probably be listed three times.
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
There's always even element of fakies in there as well.
Even for lease.
Yeah. Gotta have your title deed, passport copy, registered email address, and telephone number, which will get the link. And what is it? Yeah, I mean, that's it. Then you get the Form A approved. That then gets sent off to Trakis, and then you get a QR code. Every listing needs to be registered with a QR code, even if it's a social media one.
Wow. How much is a Trakisi permit?
Yeah, good question.
No clue. Okay. But there is a cost to brokers, presumably.
Yes.
I see. And do you have the option in a Trakisi permit for you to be the exclusive broker?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's on the Form A.
You can tick the little exclusive box.
So you submit your Form A with your price, validity, so contract period, commission, which is pre-agreed, and whether it's exclusive or not. And then the seller receives all of that in the link, approve or decline. When it's approved, it's then locked in.
Well, okay.
It really isn't. I mean, yeah, they then have this bright spark of a Form U. So a seller can cancel that Form A whenever they want. So it's like, okay, well, I've got 6 months exclusivity until he submits a Form U. And you're like, oh, you're out in your ear. Sorry, mate.
Form U. Yeah. You are fired.
You are fired.
Yeah, that's pretty annoying, particularly if you've paid for the Trakisi permit.
It's so, not a lot.
Yeah, and so in Abu
Fabrizio
Dhabi,
wouldn't let me pay for it if it was a lot.
Yeah, that's true. He's very careful. So in Abu Dhabi, we have Madmoon, and so we don't have any forms or anything. It's all done online through your through the Adrec website, and then the owners access it through their smart hub, so they can just approve their
UAE pass. That
UAE
kind of thing.
Pass. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so now we have that in Abu Dhabi.
Kickback on it?
So there's a lot of pushback, particularly on the cost, or like the cost kind of like went around the place. For a 3 month permit for sales, it's 250 dirhams.
Ooh, how dare they? 350, come on.
Well,
dude.
So let's say you've got 1,000 listings, that's 250,000 dirhams. Don't want to say that? 1,000 listings? Yeah, 250,000 dirhams. You've got to pay for 1,000 listings for three.
Why would you have 1,000 listings?
I mean, if you had.
But you don't. So if you had a billion listings, it would be even more. So, but you don't.
Well, so I used to have 1,000 listings. Before Mud Moon, we had 1,000.
How many of them were fake?
Zero. How dare you? How very dare
Mum
you,
Mum watches this, you know.
How very dare you?
Mum watches
never,
this. I'm telling. Mum, I'm telling.
Never. So we used to have 1,000 listings. Now, after Mud Moon, we've got about 200. So still quite a lot of money.
So a lot of fake listings then.
No.
750 fake listings.
They weren't fake.
Benji, come on.
They weren't fake.
Terrible behavior.
But it's not always easy to get a permit from the owners because it's new in Abu Dhabi. You know, the owner's not quite sure about it. Some of the owners are like big companies and they don't want to give you the permit, or it's already listed with three agents, so you can't get a permit as well. But yeah, so we've got the same system now. It's relatively new. It's only been in place about a month or two. And the property portals are still feeling it out as well because, I don't know, in Dubai, is the price locked?
In what respect?
In terms of, so this unit's on for 20 million. Is that price stuck or can the agent put whatever price they want?
No. It's on the Form A, which generates
listing is, the price is locked?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So
you can increase it, but you can't decrease it. Really? Or there's a percentage by which you can decrease it without having to get the Form A again.
So in Abu Dhabi, we're going through the process of locking different things. So like you've got to lock the bedrooms, the size, you know, whether it's a villa or an apartment, whether it's for sale or lease, the price. So there's a bunch of other stuff that they need to lock, which hasn't been locked
yet. Get them to lock when it says the size, get them to lock the built up. Because in Dubai, for some weird reason, if it's a house, they lock the plot size.
Same in Abu Dhabi.
Why?
Yeah. Because on the title deed, it only says the plot size and not the built up.
But you can just put that in the Form A. And the seller can look at it and go, that's correct, approved.
Yeah, I'll mention that to them. But it's all linked to our version of Ijari.
Are you helping with all of this?
Yeah, I'm helping. Well, I mean, listen, it's a great benefit to me. So when I had 1,000 listings,
Benji, just in cahoots with the man,
because I know you like numbers. When I had 1,000 listings, I had 1.3% of all listings on the website. Now that I have 200, I have 4.5% of all the listings. So I've like tripled my market exposure.
Which you can't tell me which portal
on all of them. So basically, Dubizzle, Bayoot, and Property Finder all had about the same 75,000 listings before Mud Moon, and now they're down to about 5,000.
So Property Finder are going to be jacking the prices on you soon.
So I've got my renewal with Property Finder now, and so I said to the guy, so why should I get this same package where I had? Thousands of
just
how many
need
thousands
you to
of
turn
credits.
Around and put both hands on the wall.
Well,
this will be over quickly.
So their price per credit hasn't changed. Their price per credit is still the same. So I'm in the position where I don't need all these credits because I've only got 200 listings before I had 1,000. But they're like, oh no, now you need them all to be featured and premium and wada. So we're in pretty interesting conversation now.
Why do you need them to be featured?
Well, you know, this is their spiel, so that you appear at the top of the page if you've got premium listing. As the premiums go first, and then the featured, and then So this is the argument that we have with them all the time. So should be very interesting. But it's amazing. So in some areas, you would go on, and in a building, you'd see like 150 units for sale. Now there's five, and you're like, wow, that all those other ones were fake. And so in terms of user experience, it's way better. Like when I was looking for an investment property a while ago, contacted all of these listings and every single one of them was fake.
Mm.
We don't have
which
that
stops
one. Oh,
the
picture's wrong. Exactly. Mm. And then you're like, well, I don't know, where to turn to. And I think it also puts off a lot of buyers because buyers don't know where that information is. They go on the portal and they're like, I literally don't know what is available or what I should be paying for it.
And in contacting all of those real estate companies, they now have your telephone number.
Yes.
Ugh, shoot me in the face.
Yeah, but you see that now with caller ID, you see them calling you from
not
there.
All of them. I mean,
they
I know
still it. Don't?
Yeah.
Do you report them?
I threaten them.
You should report them. So,
come on.
So a real estate company that I know that's quite close to home got fined 20,000 dirhams for making phone calls from their personal phone because they got reported.
Yeah.
And that will concentrate people's minds, very sharply to not make, you know, cold calls from their individual phone numbers. I honestly don't know how to report these people because I'm the same as you.
A lot of them are like, oh, you know, you came through on our system as you wanted to buy a, I don't name a new launch. Dubai Hills 2. I'm sorry, Jumeirah Golf Estates 2. Mm. Oh, you came up on our system as one. I'm like, no, I didn't. No, yeah, you did. You've obviously come through our system. You must have applied online. Have. I'm like, no, I didn't. And by the way, what you're doing is illegal. Okay.
How quickly can you hang up?
Actually, one of them actually rang me. And he was like, oh, you know, just you've come through our system. And I was like, mate, let me stop you there. I own a real estate company. Like, I don't need this call. Oh, that must be really nice owning your own real estate company. How did you, you know, how did you set it up? How long have you been operating for? In the end, I was like, I also don't want to be friends with you.
You hung up on him. Wow.
Yeah.
He pulled the old switcheroo on you.
Yeah. Here's the bait and switch on my terms.
Yeah. Just a question aside, I probably should have asked you outside the podcast. DIFC, or is there anywhere in Dubai that has a different real estate law to the other part?
Any of the free zones,
they all have their own real estate laws.
They vary, but yeah, they have different laws, different fees.
Because
so JAFSA, DIFC, they have slightly different laws, different transfer fees. I think DIFC is 5%,
but JAFSA is quite small, right?
Yeah,
like in terms of real estate. So in Abu Dhabi, we have the ADGM, which has a completely separate real estate law, and so they're implementing Chukisi Madmoon, calling it something else, and trying to integrate it all. But literally, if you're a tenant there, you have different rights than you have, you know, in the rest of Abu Dhabi. Yeah, that's really quite new. But other free zones don't have different rules, like our 2454 has the same rules as anywhere else. It is a little bit, but because I was just thinking ADGM is implementing the Trakisi Madmoon, but doing their own version. So imagine you also have a different version for DIFC.
So you're
going
to have to get different permits for that too. No, DIFC is the same system.
Oh, is it? It's still Trakisi.
Yeah.
Well, that makes perfect sense then. So would you say then generally in Dubai, do people, like when a unit's sold, do they just keep the permit on until it expires, trying to get leads? Or when it's sold, do they like, okay, I'll delist that then?
We delist it. I'm sure people don't. No, because if it gets sold, your permit expires. And then if you get caught using a chunky expired permit, you get fined. You even have to have the QR code on a for sale sign.
Really? Okay.
If you have a for sale sign, no QR codes, 50,000 dirham fine, I think it is.
What if you're advertising an open house? Do you need to have a QR code on that?
Yep.
Yeah?
Any marketing of any property, do you have to have it with off plan? Can't have to have it with off plan, but I think you have to have permission from the developer. But you can't, because they'd only be able to sign three different rules with off plan.
Yeah, so off-plan secondary market, we have to have a permit. Off-plan from the developer, there's you know, the rules are still kind of in flux about whether you have a permit or not. Because the developer doesn't want to give permits to, you know, 500 brokers.
Yeah, also you have to then marshal what these brokers are doing and saying and da-da-da-da-da. So you know, from a developer's perspective, it's probably easier if you just do your own marketing. I noticed that developers now on Property Finder, I use Property Finder a fair bit, they have their own call to actions. So you have listing, you know, Four Seasons DIFC, 1, 2, 3, and 4 beds, like click here.
So. Do you have any developers who have their own sales teams for the secondary market? So we've got a developer, and they get contacted by people who they've sold to who want to resell. So then they've got their own sales team who then resell their units. So it's not primary.
I would imagine
sales,
the smaller guys probably do, but the bigger developers don't.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, the bigger
because then they don't. Because then those developers, they all get caught up in dodgy stuff that real estate agents do that probably, you know, ruin their brand, because those real estate agents are obviously playing the same games that, you know, other real estate agents out there are playing. You know, baits and switches and stuff.
Not allowed to do that anymore.
Yes, you're right. They aren't.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, I know that some developers use, well, as you had with Alain Holdings, right? They use real estate companies as a master broker, but once that transaction's happened, they don't have rights to or mandates to resell on the secondary market.
Yeah, yeah. And I think this developer was doing it as like a kind of a favor because, you know, I guess some of their VIPs wanted to resell property and they're like, well, can I just do it through you? And so they ended up setting up a whole department to resell this property. So it's not, you know, direct from the developer, it's secondary market stuff.
Mm. Which yeah, I can see why people would want to do that.
Yeah.
Or developers, a real estate agency would want to do that. I can't see any value in it for a developer.
Yeah. I should approach that developer and say, I'll do that for you.
Mate, nice little business. Hide into nothing. I don't know what secondary market resales are like in Abu Dhabi, but they're not very strong here from what I can understand.
Really? Yeah, they're pretty strong in Abu Dhabi. Hmm. Flipping and stuff. Anyway, we're way off topic.
Somebody
there.
Messaged on the YouTube channel saying, where is it best for me to flip? So I've asked him to define flipping. I'll let you know.
Cheers.
You'll be getting a phone call from him.
Yes. Anyway, that's our podcast on Trakhisi and Madmoon.
Trakhisi.
Trakhisi and the Madmoon. I've been Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Barney from Dubai.
We've been the Two Fat Brokers. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
Be good.